Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
La 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 la. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is time for you to win some tickets for Drag Me to Brunch. Right now, take the word beautiful, B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L, and text it to our contest line, 20357. That puts you in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch, June 28th at the W. We'll be doing all kinds of meet and greets. There'll be opportunities for pictures. You get to meet Deja Sky from RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Right now, text the word beautiful. And you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF and a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, courtesy of the W in San Francisco, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is beautiful. Text it to 20357. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. That is where I got my hot tub from. I love that thing. I more than I even thought I would. I was like, yeah, I'll be using that. And now I'm in it. A couple times a day. I just love it. I love that thing.
I bet.
It's so relaxing.
I bet John loves it too.
John loves it.
Does he love it?
He does love it.
He loves it.
He's willing to get into it. Every time I want to get into it. It's weird. He's right there. I'm like, no, I'll go alone this time. No, it's fine.
You don't do anything alone, honey.
Why would you start now? I was just going to read my book in there. I mean, we could just chat, etc.
Right.
Creative Energy's summer sale is on. Save big on hot tubs, saunas, and cold plunges. That might be the next thing for us. Like, you get the hot tub, and then you jump in the cold plunge.
I love a cold plunge.
I don't know if I would love a cold plunge, but John's been talking about it.
I love it.
If you bundle a hot tub with a sauna or cold plunge, you'll save even more, like thousands more. Visit creativeenergy.com.
The poor man's cold plunge is you turn the shower from hot when you're finishing to cold. Right before it turns off, the water gets as cold as could be,
and
you stay under it and let it just get all over you.
And then turn it right back to hot, right?
No, then you turn it off and you leave having, you close all your pores down and it's good.
Mm-hmm. But
I would love
just thinking about it.
To have, you know, a
right
a
next
plunge.
To the hot tub.
Yep.
Oh my God, it'd be great.
We have one in my building. I've just never used it.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You have
in our gym, we have a cold plunge and a sauna.
A legit one looks like a refrigerator, like they have a lid on it and everything. And they're freezing cold. Like freezing.
Yeah.
So you can go in the sauna, you get all hot.
Yeah.
And gross and sweaty.
And then
you're supposed to
shower before you get in the cold plunge. But I don't think everybody does. So
of course not.
I'm not.
So you're not going to?
Nah, I doubt it.
Yeah. You haven't done it?
No.
Sounds like you got a good little gym going over there.
Yeah, nice good
gym.
For you.
A nice building.
Well, you look great.
If I used it that much. But
you're using it, you liar.
Barbells.
Thirsty. All right, let's start with...
slide into his DMs.
Yeah.
See what happens.
He's like the stew of Northern California. Modern...
But I have dogs.
Yeah, right. He's got cats and a helicopter. You used to have a helicopter and you have dogs.
We are so similar.
So similar. Yeah.
I want to be beholden to no one at this moment.
There you go.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't date. I mean, isn't that what you're saying? I don't want a relationship.
Yeah, all the boys on those sites are not beholden to anyone.
Right. Just bring me a pizza. Come on over.
I'll ghost you right up. I'll ghost you immediately.
I'll let you use my thing.
But it's true.
You know, do I get lonely? Of course.
Of course.
Of course. But I got cats.
Yeah.
That guy, his voice is so, just very honest. I like it very much. Stu Mondell, is that his name?
Yeah.
That's fun. Just, you know, admissions of the eye in the sky. So I teased you with this sexual predator thing. Modern Family star Ariel Winter, she played Alex, the little girl on Modern Family from, like, I don't know, 09 to 2020. I have no idea how long that show was on, but she was on it the whole time. She grew up on that show. She is now 27, and she pretended to be 12 on the internet to catch a sexual predator. So there's...
With the cops in tow, or she just did this herself? She's a vigilante.
She's working with an organization called SOSA. It's
great.
SOSA Undercover. It stands for Safe From Online Sex Abuse. So she's 27, but they put her in a getup, or she put herself in a getup, and she does look 12. So it's no makeup, and she's got this like wig on, and she just really looks super young. Oh, you know what? Here, let me turn this on. Maybe you guys can find a picture.
It's out there.
Oh, yeah.
What she looked like.
Yes. And it's, because I was like, she does have a young looking face, but I did think, how did she go for 12? But she pulls it.
Which daughter on Modern Family is this?
She's the one who, you've heard of her because she wound up getting a breast reduction.
Okay. I know. That's the younger daughter then.
Yes.
So
there she is with the getup on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know, I recognize her too. You can tell it's a girl.
Her if you know what her face looks like.
I actually watched that show, and the two daughters in the scenes that I've seen don't play. They're not that prominent.
Right.
It's the neighbor men and the
son of the Sofia Vergara.
And character. Then Sofia and the anyway. I just don't see that much of them. But go on.
Oh,
so she.
Okay, you're talking about the kids. So she is. I don't know if this is going to be. They're calling it her side hustle here, but I don't know if she's going to do it all the time. She was talking quite a bit though about, and there's a long piece that I was looking at in. It's in the Daily Mail, where she's talking about pretending to be a 12-year-old to serve as a decoy in an Oklahoma City sting operation. And she's saying she's driven by her own experiences. She's been acting in things since she was 4 years old. Apparently, I don't know if that's like her parents thing. I want to say at age 14, she emancipated herself from her parents and went to live with an older sister.
Yikes.
Right. As in yikes. So she says she's driven by her own experiences with sort of online, not necessarily predators, but, you know, just the way people can be online, like the meanness. But she calls it a really personal mission. She said, it's definitely cathartic to be teaming with SOSA. That's the organization that helped with this. Knowing that I can make a difference. It can be scary at times pretending to be 12 and talking to older men, but it's validating to put away predators that have been harming children. Growing up in the entertainment industry, I've been the girl we're trying to save. It's vital to me to help protect young women from the experiences I endured in my own life. She's talking about how many predators there are, too. She says... I was surprised by the volume of how many men were out there looking to talk to young girls who were 12 or 13. It's hundreds of thousands of men. Oof. They look normal. They look like normal, nice guys. They don't look like predators. They look like the guy next door. And they're usually married and have children. The men seem nice because they have pets. They show you pictures of their dogs. I've got a cat. They talk about...
Stu?
Stu.
Is that you?
Yeah, Stu. He popped in. I don't know. They talk about their everyday life. They seem like sweet men. The truth is they want to spend time with a 12-year-old girl. They ask inappropriate questions. They want to know if the parents are around. She says one guy was almost 40 years old and he wanted to take an 11-year-old girl shopping for a new bra. That's not normal. It's not good.
Nope.
She said it was wild to see that the age of girls that adult men were attracted to was 12 to 14. She said the whole experience has been heartbreaking. I think of how young these girls are. They're being approached by much older men. And I'm familiar with male predators. I worked in Hollywood at a young age. I started at age 4.
She emancipated when she was 17, but there was evidently some abuse from her mom that led her to get emancipated.
Yeah, I remember it being it's been 10 years or so, but I remember it being a big story at the time.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, she was on Modern Family 09 to 2020 as Alex Dumphy.
It's a good run.
She also does a bunch of voice work. She's do you know Sophia the First? She's Sophia in Sophia the First.
Oh yes.
Oh, do you?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, that's
watched it many times. Who is she?
Ariel Winter.
No, who's what character on
Sophia?
Oh, she plays Sophia. Yeah.
She's Gretchen in Phineas and Ferb.
I don't know Phineas and Ferb.
She's appeared in something called Mr. Peabody and Sherman, Ice Age 2, yeah. Bambi 2.
The Ice Age movies are fun.
They are fun. And then live action appearances in they list a few movies here. They're saying here at age 14, she was removed from her mother's care amid allegations of physical and emotional abuse. Her sister Chanel gained permanent guardianship, and Ariel legally emancipated herself at age 17. She graduated high school in 2016, went to UCLA, looks like for 2 years. But she's expressed interest in law. This is, I'm sure, her way of giving back. And then the breast reduction, she was 13 years old and she had an F cup. So that must have been while she was on the show. Like she was, that's big. And she's only 5 feet tall. So that's a lot. She said it was leading to back and neck pain, difficulty fitting clothes, over-sexualization and media coverage. So in June of 2015, she went from a 32F to a 32D. And then people started razzing her about that too. Anyway.
What do you mean?
Just online, you know?
Oh, like
what are you doing? You're too young to have that done.
Oh, okay.
Or saying, why'd you get rid of your big, gorgeous cans? I'm sure some dude was out there saying that. So she dressed up as a 12-year-old girl. This was the original story here. And she went online for a YouTube docuseries called SOSA Undercover. SOSA stands for Safe from Online Sex Abuse. Ariel is now 27, but she really did look the part. She says, I don't want to say too much about it. This is of herself as a younger person. But by the time I was on a laptop and cell phone, I was getting inappropriate messages from older men, and it does cause trauma. The experiences I had in person and online as a child have affected me so deeply, I've had to go to therapy for it. The movie and TV industry is a dark place. And the whole hundreds of thousands of men, that's her quote.
Yikes. Well, she's making a great point. One of them is certainly that certainly there's plenty of creepy looking men, but often it can be a normal looking dude. We talk about it. You see someone, you go, looks like somebody from down the hall. And yet they're that person, you know, doing whatever. And you go, wow.
Well, honestly, when I think about like sexual predators, I always think of Jared. Like he was on our TVs
and the
subway guy. And just seemed like, what a delight.
Oh, he took his life back.
Right.
With sandwiches.
He was like a hero story. Like, hooray for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He would eat a turkey sub, no mayo, every day. And that was it.
Got his weight down and became, first of all, became a spokesperson for Subway.
Yep.
And made a fortune doing so, but also became someone that others could look up to.
Meanwhile, it was like him and at least one other guy and maybe even a girl from their offices, whatever he was doing.
Yuck.
Yeah, super yuck. Anyway, good for Ariel Winters. Cher's son, Elijah Blue Almond, has been hospitalized. He OD'd. I know. He was rushed to a hospital in Joshua Tree. He is 48 years old, and he's currently receiving care at a medical center. They're saying he's really lucky to have survived this.
She's tried. She's tried.
She even tried
to take over his money.
I believe she did. She got a conservatorship a few years ago. I have no, but you know what? I think sometimes those things are temporary. Like, well, someone gets their together. The insiders are saying she's focused on her son's well-being. She's doing everything she can to get him the help that he needs. There's some shots in this story from Page Six. He's just a mess. It's unclear what drugs he'd taken, but he was a heroin addict. I want to say he got clean like in the, or like around 2010, I thought. But everybody knows that doesn't take forever. Necessarily.
It's crazy that addiction can take someone with such a blessed situation in life and turn them into someone who only sees darkness. And he's stuck. And if he could ever just get clean long enough to see like how blessed and lucky he is and how many experiences he has available to him that most people wouldn't have. His mom, Cher, for God's sakes.
Right.
But okay. It's just the way it is.
Reps for Cher, who is 79, were not available for comment, but she has, let's see, she shares Elijah with her late second ex-husband, Greg Allman, And she's also the mother to Chaz Bono, who's 56. She shares, Sonny Bono was mm-hmm. His father. During a 2014 interview, Elijah Blue Ullman admitted to taking drugs, saying he started around age 11.
His dad was an addict too. Mm. And unfortunately, even if his dad got clean, like some people see that and they romanticize it as if he couldn't have been successful without that, like the artist thing. Guys go find that stuff and think this is what artists do.
Right.
And unfortunately, Kurt Cobain, Lane Staley, all became victims of addiction because it's not easy.
Here's the part about the finances. Cher, it was a temporary sole conservatorship over Elijah's finances in 2023, citing that he suffered from severe mental health and substance abuse issues. The quote was, any funds distributed to Elijah will immediately be spent on drugs, leaving Elijah with no assets to provide for himself and putting his life at risk. You know, he was in a band called Dead Z.
Never heard of it.
Let me see if I can find the info on this. They're really just talking about relationships and family stuff. I may have the name of the band wrong. Oh, no, there
nope,
it is.
It's Dead Z.
Oh, it is. Okay. He was known professionally as P. Exeter Blue the First, frontman, vocalist, guitarist for the industrial rock band Dead Z. But that was, looks like the last record they put out was in 2006. So since then, not so much. Received his first guitar from Gene Simmons. By 13, he toured with Cher and appeared in her video, If I Could Turn Back Time.
Gene Simmons went out with Cher for a while.
Mm.
So that's probably that
where they know each other
time,
from,
yeah.
Right? So there's that. Officially over, Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher.
Mm.
The divorce, well, they broke up a while ago, but the divorce is finalized. And they're very, it seems very amicable. He put up a thing where they're in like little tennis outfits. They got like the little visors on, little white outfits. And he posted that up and said, after a long tennis match lasting over 20 years, we're finally putting our rackets down. In 2023, we jointly filed to end our marriage. We've always prioritized our privacy and have been quietly working through this change. We forever share in our devotion and love for our children. That'll do it. You know, if there's a reason to be amicable about it, then it's your kids. We sincerely appreciate your respecting our family's wish for privacy. He posted that. It looks like it's a story.
Sasha posted that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It didn't seem amicable at first, but I'm glad to hear that they've...
Right.
They've sorted out their anger and yeah. found a public voice.
They've been together long. They met in 2001, got engaged in 2004, married in 2010, and then separated in 2023. Now it's finalized. So that's the end of that one. Rob Lowe, this is just a funny, I found this to be hilarious because I could just picture it. Like, we love Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe just seems lovely. And he works out all the time. In fact, a lot of times he and his son seem really, really close. They're always putting up pictures of themselves together, like, you know, crunching their abs, like trying to get the perfect thirst trap shot. And he's got a go-to workout song. He says it's the cheesiest thing in the world. Do you want to take any guesses? The cheesiest song in the world.
Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
That is an excellent guess, but that's incorrect. Oh. What do you think? Anybody else?
Nah.
Okay, it's The Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good.
That's pretty cheesy.
Yeah.
That's good, he's not afraid to announce that to the entire world. Eye of the Tiger from the...
Okay, I wouldn't play that.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, my God. It feels like... Doesn't it feel like the best 80s workout montage song you could
Well, sure, it was. It played that role in the movie, for sure.
So, Rocky III. Rob Lowe says, you can't go wrong. If I want to knock off a set of 20 or go for a max bench press, I've got to have that on. You're not rod dogging and doing your max bench press without that song. That's not happening. He says he usually only works out to music when he's doing stuff like stationary cardio, like on the elliptical or the Peloton. He says, if I'm doing incline stuff or Peloton, elliptical, I'll put the music on because you're just grinding. You're on the hamster wheel. But if he's out for a run, he says he raw dogs it, which now raw dog has now come to mean you just stare ahead.
You don't put music
without
on.
Any kind of input.
For you're not so watching a long, movie,
you're not doing anything.
I would try to, and now they've kind of perfected it. So I have to be honest, and I'm wearing headphones because you don't have a cord and you're not having to carry anything because my watch has all my music in it. It's beautiful. Mm. But forever, I would find myself trying to work this thing, stopping, hold on, my headphone is coming out. You find yourself going, you know what I need to do? Just go running.
Right.
And even
my thoughts.
The time where you're like, all right, let me find my stuff to go run with. And you right. go, I've lost 10 minutes looking for headphones. What am I doing?
Right.
I could already be halfway,
could be almost done with this thing I don't even want to do.
So that's the reason for the raw dog is just F it. I'm just going to go run.
Yeah. And that's what he says. And he makes some other good points. He says, if he's on a run, he raw dogs it. I want to hear the wind. I want to hear my feet. Also, I don't want anybody sneaking up on me from behind.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I would think, that if you're Rob Lowe, people are going to see who you are and want to stop you.
Yep.
I would.
Anyway, I just thought that was really funny. I could picture him
Rob,
and his son doing the,
please stop.
Eye of the tiger. I know. He's like, listen, I keep trying to keep my heart rate up. If you want a picture, run with me.
But I love you.
I'm going to keep going. You're actually scaring me now. All right, then what's coming up in the news?
Oh, do I have a lot, including the bear.
Oh.
And more after these.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You got to check out our Instagram. Check out the Alice973 Instagram because Bob's putting up video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
Way to go, Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Good job, Bob.
Bob on the waves.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you and your business on Alice.
Yep.
We'd love to help you,
It works.
Shoot the moon.
Yeah.
As they say. Okay, so here's what's happening. Morning clouds, sun later, plenty of it too. Like really beautiful day, 70s and 80s. Right now though, over
not
downtown
so
San Francisco, overcast stuff. By the way, I know that we talked about it very early, but your party last night went good, right?
It did. It went well.
Sarah
the sweet
sang
water last night.
Some songs with her band. I didn't realize Pat was going to do a song, though. So what'd you have to do? Do the background?
Yeah, so John and I worked out all the backgrounds.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good because it has a lot of little, answer things. It's fun.
Okay. NBA, the finals continue in the NBA. The Pacers are at the Thunder tonight, 5:30 tip time. The series is tied at 2. Sarah has forever said, I'll take the bear.
Yeah, the bear.
This report
says don't take the bear.
Well, no, this report says you may get your chance. There's a lot of increased bear sightings lately here in the Bay Area, especially in the North Bay.
It's funny you say that. One of our friends on their Nest camera caught a bear walking. They live up the mountain, but not all the way. They're not at the top or anything. And there's a bear walking by on the street out in front. A big one. Good size. I was like, oh my God. You should move.
Lots of bear sightings lately. So you're going to possibly get your wish. They also say take extra like really secure food and trash and other attractants. Animals, these animals can show up in just about any part of the county. So encounters are becoming more commonplace, and a lot of these sightings are happening on cams set up on trails.
Right.
And they're just like,
You know, it's,
we better warn the people.
I've only lived here 30 years, but I've really never heard bear stories. You'd hear like a bobcat story or, you know, coyotes are everywhere, but bears? I just don't really remember hearing about that. Out in Tahoe, sure.
Tahoe, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never had a bear sighting, and I've certainly seen
I would think your area would be as prone to this as any.
Lots. Well, I'm not taking the bear. I'll take the guy. Yeah. But
I might not have a choice. There's the bear.
Well, I know, but I mean, if I'm given the choice, I'm going, dude. Hey, dude.
Well, you're a dude, so it might be a little bit easier for you.
Right.
They're really fast in person.
Oh, great. Thanks. That's so
surprisingly fast.
So should I run? What should I do?
Have you run from a bear before?
I've not run from. I had one run by me, though. Like, I was standing, and all of a sudden I heard thump, 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 and the bear came and just ran right by me.
Were you hunting at the time?
Yes, I was, but it wasn't for bear. I think I was younger. I think I might've been squirrel hunting.
Oh boy. So you got a pea shooter.
Yeah.
And a bear's coming.
Yeah.
Yikes.
What is the protocol? I mean, I would think of you're the wildsman.
Make yourself look real big and just, they'll run off. They're scared of, you know, they don't want to
interact with
you.
I've seen the Revenant. I don't believe you. That bear head, it's way with that guy.
Anyway, for all of you out there that want to take the bear, you may get your chance. It's
we don't want to take the bear, Vinny. We're trying to choose the lesser of two evils.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, summertime is here.
Yay.
Summertime.
I mean, officially, it's about a week off, I believe. Yeah. Let me look at my calendar real quick. Today's the 16th.
Is it this weekend?
It's this weekend.
Nice. It feels like we're getting into that summer weather pattern. And
agreed.
It's just been so nice lately.
Summertime is here, which means your kids are out of school and looking to have some fun.
Oh, you got some ideas?
If you work from home and this is happening at my house, Mrs. is home. She's working.
Yes.
And
working.
And she's got to still get one of the kids off to her drama class thing. And then the other kid. Right now, the other kid's with Nona.
Oh.
But the first week or two, the kid was home waiting for me to get there.
Right. Wait for dad. He'll be home soon.
Right.
And you were like, I got like 5 stops to make and then I'm going to also surf. So I'll see you guys at like 2 p.m.
No, I'm actually trying to help because it's really a problem. Like the kid's home. I don't want her sitting there, you know, on YouTube.
Right. Which is all they want to do now.
Well, there's other issues, you know, like there's no kids her age in the neighborhood. So there's not really that. Just get it. Remember
the gang.
We grew up with get out of here. Go find something to do.
There was a whole gaggle of kids growing up.
When it gets dark, get home.
Yeah. When the lights come on.
Anyway, so they say, if you find yourself feeling guilty for not having enough time to spend with your kid who's home, you're not alone. And your kids feel it too. 70% of kids say their parents are too distracted. Now, look, I'm going to tell you something. As a parent, I will say this. There have been times when I'm like, I am carving out 3 hours for this kid. We're going to go to the beach or we're going to do something fun. We're going to hang out. And then they go on the drive home. You're leaving the beach and it's been super fun. And they go, hey, can we stop and get this or do that? No, I just carved out 3 hours for Wait a minute.
All the goodwill that you stored up from the beach trip
How
is just gone.
How did this turn into I'm the jerk on the way home from the 3 hours we just spent with you? Mm. They never stop.
No. Nope. That's the kids.
Give me, give me, give me.
Right.
So there is that reality, but here's what a psychologist said about it. During the day, we quite easily slip into routines and forget to make space for that quality time together. So a breakaway with the fam, whether it's midweek or weekend, it's a great opportunity to switch off and engage in fun activities. Here's what your kids want to do.
All right, tell me.
They want to go to the beach and hang out, play in the sand, swim. They want to exercise together. They're down.
A hike. It's nice.
Play sports. We did a hike with my youngest this weekend.
Yeah.
on Saturday. We've got great hiking areas, so it actually makes it easy.
It's slow going with a six-year-old, but but it's fun because you get down close, and you're looking at bugs. And
she absolutely, so it's just, it's mom and dad with the youngest.
Yeah.
And she absolutely, she goes, time me, I'm going to run around this thing.
Oh my God, that's great.
She runs this whole thing, 40 seconds. She goes, all right, time me again, I'm going to beat it. Like, I'm all in. These are cool things to do with your kid.
I'd be getting worried I'd have to carry her down the hill at that point. Maybe one more time, and then we're going to, like, chill out for a minute.
Play sports with your kids. Take them to the pool. They want to go to the movies? Play at the park. Go camping's a lot, but certainly, if you can plan that,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. Take a day trip to the zoo, museum, or amusement park, which is all on our list.
Yeah. The water park. Weren't you saying water park?
We're going to go to the water park, which isn't on this list, but that's another one. What's it called now? Calabunga?
Oh. It used to be wet,
Raging Waters, okay. I think, in the South Bay, and now it's Calabunga, and we're going to go do that. Calabunga. Play video games together. Go shopping. Mm. I don't know about that.
Let's go get you 5,000 stuffies.
That's we've got.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Enough of that already. But anyway, top 10 activities kids want to do with their parents more. Hopefully you found something on that list that's, you know, worthwhile and useful. Because, yeah, they want to hang and you're busy working.
So carve out those 3 hours, take them somewhere, and then listen to them whining about the other stuff you didn't do with them on the way home.
You do what you can, and that's all, you know, and then you got to, we also have to make money and feed you.
And, you like and eating? You like a roof?
You and keep a roof over your head.
We're going to start selling your stuffies so we can pay the electric bill.
I wish they took stuffies because we got a lot of them. Mm. Where am I at time-wise? This is unfortunate, and you may want to check into it and double-check this story. But the headline was, Google is urging you to change your password immediately.
Oh, great.
Let's see here.
Wanna.
Well, but they say that maybe there's been something.
So in other words, there's been something.
Let's see. I've said it before, and unfortunately, I will continue repeating it unless you take action now. Gmail, like all email providers, is under attack. Don't take my word for it. Even Google admits that email attacks have targeted 61% of U.S. consumers. 61%. Mm. And there are a lot of Gmail users.
Yes.
They say, are you scared or worried now? You should be. You should also take immediate action to mitigate safety and security. They strongly encourage the 2 billion users of Gmail to replace your email password right now. Boy. So I'm just giving you the info.
Sure, I know my email password. It must be saved in my password somewhere, right?
The overused mantra is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I like that when it comes to passwords. Like, you know, that's a pain in the butt to change them, but they're urging you to do so. And that's that spreads out. If they get into my email, they'll get all the people I'm connected to.
Yep.
That includes you and you and you. I don't think I have yours actually, but either way. I see Bob on Instagram though.
Yes. You look at your DMs if he DM'd you?
He has never DM'd me.
But if he did, would you see it?
I would, yeah.
Wait a minute. DMs. I DM'd you one time. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. How about Fast Facts?
Never been a text. I love Fast Facts. You know that, Finn.
Fast. Oh, yeah. When you set up the Alice Morning Show text group, I wrote on that.
Thanks for setting that up.
Rats can laugh. We just can't hear it because it's not in our audible range.
I'm a rat laughing.
What was the, in Charlotte's Web, it was a rat, right?
Yeah, Templeton.
And that was Paul.
Lind.
Paul Lind. I don't want rats anywhere near me ever, but I loved Paul Lind.
All right, I guess I'll go find something for you. How about this? Radiant.
Anyway, rats, they're fun. Turns out they can laugh. Bill Lear, the guy who invented Lear jets.
Oh, well, that makes sense, right?
Also invented the 8-track player.
Oh, That was a terrible invention.
But more importantly, one of his daughters was named Shanda.
Oh, of course. Isn't that wonderful?
Chandelier.
Got it. That's a guy with a sense of humor right there. Mm. I make jets and kids with weird names.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 1956 Summer Olympics were held in Melbourne, Australia, and Stockholm, Sweden. Stockholm was chosen to hold equestrian events because horses couldn't be brought into Australia under quarantine regulations.
They do have really serious quarantine. Remember, was it Johnny Depp and Amber Heard like snuck their dogs in and got in big trouble because they didn't want to quarantine their dogs for weeks.
One of the best pro surfers in the world, when COVID hit, quit. He was like, I can't keep going. He has a family and kids and a wife, and she'd been, I think they had a baby or something, but he was like, every time I fly back, they put me in a hotel for a month.
Because of the COVID, right?
And so he flies out to do what he does, which is compete at the highest level in this sport that he's great at. And then he has to sit in a hotel for a month before he can see his wife and then fly back out for the next contest. He just said, I quit. My family's more important than this. I can't live in a hotel by myself like
that.
Did
he come back after?
He's coming back right now.
Oh, funny.
He has to work his way back up through the ranks, yeah. But he's like, yeah.
I still do this.
I'm still really good too, but I put my family first. It's pretty great.
Yep. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you need that the money. I mean, I would assume the life of a pro surfer can be sketchy, long periods of no pay.
Yeah, there's some of these cats end up multimillionaires, and some you know like anything else, and then others are like, I'm just happy to get to do what I like and
right.
And
I guess if a sponsor continues to pay you, then you're all set.
The sponsors have waned, though. And as you well know, in every way, in every business,
yes,
there's less. Where am I at? A 19-year-old man in New York was arrested early Saturday morning after he broke into a former jail, locked himself into one of the cells, and had to call the police to come rescue him.
Okay.
He's 19. This is in New York. His name's Cody Mallon. He was arrested early Saturday after he broke into the former correctional facility. He crawled through a hole in the perimeter fence, entered the premises, and somehow trapped himself in one of the cells. Oh. He was freaked out.
It's a closed facility.
Yeah.
And he sneaks in and he finds himself locked in a cell, but luckily he had his cell phone.
The cop showed up, freed him from the cell, and then arrested him for criminal trespassing. The upside is his whole plan was to take some selfies in jail for his social media, and now he may go viral because he's Cody Mallon.
Yeah, well, we're talking about him.
Arrested for breaking into jail. They say it was after midnight. He definitely knew he wasn't supposed to be there, and he's trying to go viral, so.
It's so scary, though. That would be a scary place to break into because, you know, in all the zombie shows, there's always some abandoned facility where you got to, you know, clear the halls because the zombie apocalypse is on. You never know what's going to try to eat you in there.
What?
I think you heard me.
That's a great point.
She said what she said.
Yeah. Don't question the fast.
That is a great point, Sarah. I think.
Thank you.
I'm not sure.
Really, think on it. Let me know tomorrow.
Waymo self-driving car rides.
Yes.
Seem to be consistently more expensive than the same from Uber or Lyft, but it doesn't matter. People don't want an actual driver, and Waymo's crushing it. I mean, besides the one that got jumped and, you know, vandalized down at the protests in LA, but they're doing well. I don't find myself looking for rides anywhere ever. Mm-hmm. At
well,
all.
And they're not. They're. I just don't think they're widespread enough that people are like in San Mateo. Could you grab one and come up to the city? I don't think they'll go down there.
Not yet.
Soon though.
Sure. What is your review of Waymo versus Uber?
Well, Susan works at Waymo.
Oh, is that so? Tell us
what?
More.
Yep. And I absolutely love them. Even before he started working there, I was a big fan.
As an employee, does he get to ride for free?
He does. Yes. Oh,
bleep me. What? That was a joke.
Yep. Yep.
He gets free rides. So he does.
But it's a different, it's like a different tier of rides. So it's. Like real customers get prioritized.
Oh, okay. So oh, just like the airlines.
Yeah, that's a push a car.
Yeah. But no, I love them.
Different tier.
I love them. I have so much respect for Uber drivers, and Uber and Lyft have been, you know,
invaluable,
life changing culturally.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible. But
I got it. You got to love when a car just stops right in the middle of the road to let people out.
It is life changing.
Life changing. Absolutely. What the? No, just conduct business in the lane. It's fine. Absolutely. You're
hey,
right.
Adam, just doing a drop off. Cool your jets.
Yeah, sorry. That's me. I got to get out. I was at the bar. This is where I live, okay? There's cars parked all along the side.
Yep,
you want me
here.
To get out, okay?
So, does he work down? Is he working from home or is he working down south on the Google campus or where is it?
A mix. He works from home. He works in the downtown office.
Oh, okay.
Here. Mm-hmm. He goes down to South Bay sometimes. But yeah, I love Waymo's. It's a smoother ride. You know what you're going to get. If you're driving with friends, then you can talk about whatever you want. You can control the music. And if you're riding
you
by
don't
yourself,
have to tip it.
Yeah. So,
okay.
I recommend
what?
Trying it at least.
They're
oh,
saying
riding, you could talk on the phone. You know,
oh, yeah.
You do whatever you want.
You're alone.
You're alone in there.
Is there a camera on you? Could you like, you know, do stuff?
They do have cameras on
there. No, that's too bad.
But
that's,
yeah.
Put a piece of gum on
If you remember, there were stories coming out that people were doing that on purpose, getting into the Waymo to do it for the camera, which that's a.
What fun.
Okay, voyeurs.
I was going to say there's a word for that.
Exhibitionist.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it appears to be as much as $5 more on like the average same trip.
Right.
Same distance.
Are they counting the tip? Because I would probably tip at least $5.
It doesn't. They're not counting the tip.
Okay.
So there's that. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So much safer for kids and they allow them to get a car.
Oh.
Waymo?
Really?
I didn't know that.
That's actually astounding.
Total new parent hack.
You just put your baby in there and drive it over to your grandma's house? All right. Sounds great.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Sarah strikes again. Amazing. Yeah, add that to her list.
Yeah, please. You know, I was just thinking, like, what if you go to Waymo and you put your baby seat in it and you're like, just circle the block for 2 hours? The baby would be sleeping. Well, that'd be great. I can't listen to this thing cry anymore. It's safe in its seat.
It's one of those things. Everybody eventually figures it out. They like the car ride. Let's just go roll around town. There's a lot of comments on the bear thing. Grizzly bear play dead. Black bear fight.
Yeah.
Fight the black bear.
Well, not fight. Make yourself look big. Try to scare it off. But grizzlies are supposed to get into a look. We don't have them.
I give up. Go ahead. Just whatever you're going to do. I there's no fighting the bear.
I can't raw dog my morning run. I must listen to Sarah and Vinny. You're right. What was I talking about?
Yeah. Hello.
As people who create audio content.
We make noise.
You're saying, I don't want to bring my, okay. Also, Elijah. Cher's kid, who's currently hospitalized, unfortunately, because of an OD, they say Elijah was in a new metal band around the time Linkin Park was coming up. They toured together. Vera Farmiga's husband was his bandmate.
Oh, you know what? And she has a metal band. We saw her a couple months back, maybe. Or should they, like, that band still exists, and or their band, and they were... shooting like a music video. Remember that? She looked all goth and...
I don't, but I'm sure she looked hot goth.
Well, yeah, she's, you know, lovely woman.
408 says, regarding online predators, girls are not the only targets. My 13-year-old son was pursued by a man in his 40s for weeks, and he was too freaked out and ashamed to tell me and my husband about it. Thank God I figured it out and we were able to take action. If you are a parent who only has boys, this issue matters to you too.
Yeah. Honestly, I really feel like sometimes you have to spell things out to kids. Like, these are things that can happen to you that you don't have to... Don't let anybody get, they say, don't tell your parents. That's when you tell your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You never be embarrassed to tell us. I feel like lay that stuff out for kids and what the rules are. You can't touch that person. You've got to, you know, consent.
That book I read to my kid about the birds and the bees also had a section about that, about
right
what are good touches and bad touches, which I thought was a nice touch. I mean, we've already talked to her about that part of things, but
right.
the birds and the bees we hadn't gotten to yet right. and have since. But anyway, use a book. If you can't figure out how to get to it yourself, read a book together. And hopefully that will help explain some things, good touches and bad touches mm-hmm. and the like.
And just to tell, you know, if someone is telling you you'll be in trouble for this or your parent or I'll hurt your parents, those are red flags.
Yep. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Bonnaroo Bummer and the second biggest selling artist in country of all time will surprise you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.